We did work with the Growler some, and the Navy has some also. They're the FAA teams now. But Air Force-wise, I worked a lot with the KC-135s that were not in-flight refuelers. They were not tankers. And they're in still business today. I had one others when you were talking radar and so forth. We came in from Japan and down to Dallas Love Field. Collins was down there. And they wanted us to prototype a new piece of equipment. So I went down there, spent 3 days while they installed us in the aircraft. And when they said, okay, you can go back now, you're way back to Japan, you have to stop in a place in Hawaii called Barking Sands, which is the north end, well, not really the north end, but pretty close, of the Pacific Missile Test Range, south end being Aniwetok. But the when they told us the aircraft was ready to go back out, we came out and we were pre-flighting, so, you know, as usual, we turned everything on, checking everything out. And within 5 minutes of turning this one piece, this new piece of equipment on, the we noticed we were surrounded by air police, airport police, local highway patrol or state troopers, and they all had M16s pointing at our warfare aircraft. And we're going, what the heck? And the guy from Collins comes running and says, oh, I forgot to tell you, don't turn this on until you're out of the area. And he turns the darn thing off. And what it was, it was white noise. We took out all of the UHF and VHF communications for a 70-mile radius around Dallas Love Field.
Huh. Well, the heck with those guys, they don't have a sense of humor. No wonder he had this. Had everything but the Texas National Guard after you. It didn't take him long to figure out where it was coming from either.